29 degrees. It's a drop of 11 from yesterday, and we're still just 3 below freezing, Jason Kintz.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. The walk was beautiful yesterday. There were definitely slippery spots. Uh-huh. I would be even more nervous about that this morning.
So. Yeah. Yeah, it's an interesting time, right? It felt like March yesterday because there was so much melting. And yep. Then, like, our driveway was like a pond, and then you could have a skating rink there today. So
right, yep, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I actually called. I felt like the loving husband because I called Peggy before she headed out around 8 yesterday. And I was just like, be careful, you know, getting out those back steps. I think yep. It's kind of like we talked about. You don't want to trip before your trip, right? So
exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I want to get to Crab Fest 2025. And again, we should explain this because you and I both had different appreciations for Larry. And then it's been kind of emerging and mutual fondness. And maybe it culminated, you know, it reached a peak really in 2019 when we were in Houston. And that was a long-awaited event for you, wasn't it?
It was, yeah, kind of building up for kind of celebrating Larry's career of writing more than 24 books and over several decades, and bringing together some of the people who were loved and influenced deeply by Larry. It was an amazing thing.
I remember, again, being your friend for a number of years leading up to that. I mean, it was just the waiting and the waiting. And Tom Petty was right, right? The waiting is the hardest part.
It is, yeah, yeah. You know, and then, but then I think even to come together, and it was just like, mm-hmm. I remember our dinner before the,
yeah,
the
I did
talk
too.
The next day, and just the anticipation of getting together and just how exciting that was. You know, I think both you and I were deeply blessed by that chance. And so.
And I think there's little tastes of heaven you get in life, and that was one, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And we want to stay at those tastes of heaven, but the Lord's like, keep moving.
Right, exactly. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I think that happens through life, right? I mean, we get these glimpses of beauty, these glimpses of truth, goodness, and yet we have to descend back into the valley, right? And
yeah.
So
again, Larry is a prolific author. I primarily loved interviewing him and had a number of occasions to do that. But, you know, I want to pick up with our again, we're doing this because February 28th on Friday marks 4 years since his passing, and that seems hard to believe,
yeah.
But he was, at that tribute event, I sang a little bit, which I don't do publicly much at all, but I sang a little bit of the Carly Simon song, Nobody Does It Better, because that's how I felt about this guy, so.
Mm, yeah, that was beautiful. Yeah, that was beautiful, the number of tributes to that. And,
right.
You know, and again, I think so many people just spoke from their hearts at that time. Hmm. And,
well, tell you what, we'll save Connecting for tomorrow. Connecting was the book, because I want to give a little bit of a backstory, because while Inside Out was still probably his bestseller, Connecting showed kind of a shift in some of his thinking. But let's save that. But today, let's get to Romans 12:10. We didn't do any scripture yesterday, so Romans 12:10 today.
Sure, it says, love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other.
Mm. All right.
That's all it is. Mm-hmm.
And what you say in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, is this: make the effort to love others well, not with indifference, but with the caring, other-centered love that exists in healthy families. Go the extra mile to encourage so they have no doubt that they're loved, valued, and accepted. Let me just stop there. That's a lot to comment on there.
Yeah. Yeah, again, I think it ties in with the idea of what does true connection look like, you know, and I think it's grounded in a deep love and other-centeredness. You know, I think you are someone I've seen who definitely goes the extra mile to encourage, and what would our world look like if we showed up in that way with the people who are near to us, and maybe even people we're not that familiar with, to just be encouragers and those who seek to live out of that place.
I'll share this, friend. I around the Sunday night table that I mentioned that we're a part of the fellowship, I know I commented on this. So often it seems like, I mean, I don't know if I could say that. There's a particular comment I heard this week that is that, maybe I'll hold back on that comment. But anyhow, I'm going to say this, that it feels like what people experience is, what we have in our mind is love but. And I feel like we need to remove the but and just love people.
Right, exactly. Love, period. Yeah, absolutely. I would agree with you.
All right. Let's leave it there, and we'll pick it up tomorrow.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.
There we go. WWIB. What am I listening to here, Caleb?
This is music to calm your cat.
Huh.
Taking a cat to the vet can be a stressful experience for you and for them. But a study found that playing cat-specific music during the veterinary visit can help.
Yeah, researchers at LSU, Louisiana State University, what they did is line up 20 pet cats who were played 20 minutes of cat-specific music.
Also classical music.
Or no music in a random order.
Cat stress scores. Didn't know there was one of those. Cat stress scores based on the behavior and body posture of the cats and handling scale scores based on the cat's reactions to their handler were assigned for each of the cats.
So the study found that the cats appeared to be less stressed during the exam when played the cat specific music compared with both classical music and no music.
So what you are listening to right now is cat specific music. In fact, 10 hours of it on YouTube. So if you have a really stressed out cat, or if this calms you, I guess, here you go. 10 hours of it on YouTube. That's going to be the rest of our show. So
what? We're going to run it? We haven't told the other announcers, but this will be running underneath all programming.
Yes, for the rest of the day. And we'll just see if cats across western and central Wisconsin are... No, not going to do that.
What makes it cat-specific music?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what it is that is specifically calming about this.
All right, let me play a little
bit. It's nice.
We're going to play a little bit of it before we get to the next song. And then let me know on the listener line at 396-1670 how your cats reacted. Here we go. That almost sounded like purring in there.
It sort of did.
It is.
Oh, okay, there we go. So we got to bring the purring in.
All right, there's all sorts of...
There's a lot of weird things going on in there. 10 hours of it on YouTube if you so choose.
We talked about the perfect music for calming cats, and there's 10 hours of it on YouTube. Sounds like this. Yeah, it is weird, actually, I think. But anyhow, we're getting some reaction. We asked for a cat reaction in the listener line at 396-1670.
My cat is still sleeping, but when she's awake, she doesn't react to anything except if you got food to give her.
Uh-huh.
That's
sounds
about
like
it for my cat.
All right. A little bit more of this. I don't know. Wow. I would want to maybe play this if I was going to be leaving the house. Oh, we've got two dogs and a ferret, and my daughter has taken the hedgehog, but we don't have a cat. But you do.
We do, yes. I don't know if folks at my house are up. Yeah, they're probably up and moving around. I suppose, see if Embers likes this music.
All right, very good.
It's Tuesday trivia time once again here on WWIB. Caleb and Halvo on the WIB Wake Up Show, and we have two movie tickets for you to see The Unbreakable Boy. We really want you to see this film at Micon Cinemas Chippewa Falls. Hope you'll go out and support it in droves. And we want to give you a chance to see it with a guest for free. The Unbreakable Boy from Kingdom Story Company. Again, showing exclusively in the Chippewa Valley at Micon Cinemas Chippewa Falls. So two extra tickets. Not only can you listen to win for that special sounder, but also we're giving you a chance to win two extra tickets if you can call 715-723-2555 and solve our trivia question, which is as follows. Today, in America, we spend over $500 million a year on this. In America, we spend over $500 million annually on this. On what? 715-723-2555 for two movie tickets to see The Unbreakable Boy at Micon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls. In America, we spend over $500 million a year on this. What could it be?
All right, 723-2555, 723-2555. You're our first caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
Hey, Tammy.
What do you think?
Is it coffee?
Is it coffee?
Great guest to start us off, Tammy, but that's not it.
Not what we're looking for, but thank you. You know, always great to hear from Wausau, and Tammy is... We can't do trivia without participation, so appreciate Tammy very much. Always, always participating.
When I think of faithful, I mean, there's Tammy, right?
We always hear from Tammy, and at some point, you're going to win one, Tammy. So call us back, 715-723-2555.
Because there's no callers right now. 723-255. Tammy, you could be caller number two as well.
In America, we spend over $500 million annually on this. Over $500 million a year on what? What do we spend it on? 715-723-2555 for two movie tickets to see The Unbreakable Boy at Micon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Graydon Brown from Eau Claire.
What do you think, Graydon?
Yeah.
What was it?
One more time. I didn't hear it.
I'm going to guess gas.
Oh, gasoline. Sure, yeah. In America, we spend over $500 million a year. I feel like sometimes I spend almost that much just on my vehicle.
Yeah, it can be pricey. Could that be it? Not it. Sorry, but we've had some great guesses out of the gate here. Coffee and gas. You guys get the idea. What are we spending money on? A lot of it. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau again.
All right, Tammy.
What do you think?
How about car insurance?
Car insurance.
Another pricey venture. Especially when your family has multiple cars. Could that be it? No.
Thank you, Tammy. In America, we spend over $500 million annually on what?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Mike from Eau Claire.
Hey, Mike. Good to hear from you.
Is it going to the movies?
Is it going to the movies? I mean, because that could be a little, you know, meta type of a thing, too, where it's like, oh, it's going to the movies, and then we're going to send you the movies.
Yeah.
We are not that clever. That's not what we're looking for. Thanks, Mike.
All right, let's do three more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dale from Rice Lake.
Hey, Dale.
Good to hear from you.
Fast food.
Fast food.
Fast food.
Could big category.
Yeah. Sorry. But
thank you, Dale.
Guess. That's an outstanding guess.
Indeed.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jackson from Fall Creek.
Hey, right, Jackson, what do you think?
Helping veterans.
You know helping what? Veterans. I wish we would spend more on that, right? That's part of why we've added that concept with the We've Got Your Back campaign to serve our current military members with care packages. And also, you all gave so generously to two veterans organizations. We plan, Lord willing, to do that again. But is it what we're looking for here?
I like your heart, Jackson, but that's not it.
Not it. In America, we spend over $500 million annually on this.
All right, one last try here before 8 o'clock. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Patty Firehouser.
All right, Patty, what do you think?
I think electricity
bill. Electricity bills. Okay.
All right. Another great guess. Could that be it? Sorry, that's not.
So. Great to hear from Weyerhaeuser this morning.
So this is the way it works. So we'll try it one more time after 8:15. Then we get a guest around 8:45. So yeah. Two tries today to win on day one of Tuesday Trivia.
Two tries on a Tuesday,
yeah.
I guess.
There we go.
It is try number two for Tuesday Trivia here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Your chance to win two tickets to see The Unbreakable Boy at Micon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls. Of course, keep listening for that special sounder, and you'll have more chances to win those tickets. But we want to give some to you right here, right now, if you can solve this question at 715-723-2555. In this country, in America, we spend over $500 million each year on this. On what? We spend over $500 million, over $500 million annually on what? 715-723-2555 for a chance to win those two tickets to see The Unbreakable Boy at Micon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls.
Kayla, we've had some really great guesses so far, haven't we?
Yeah, incorrect guesses so far include coffee, gas, car insurance, going to the movies, fast food, helping veterans, and electricity bills. None of those. In America, we spend over $500 million a year on this. On what? 715-723-2555. Join the throng of callers from last time. We heard from Wausau, Eau Claire, Rice Lake, Fall Creek, and Weyerhaeuser as well.
We'd love to hear from you. Phone lines are wide open at 723-2555. And let's go to it. Looks like Dale in Rice Lake. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
All right, Dale.
What do you think?
Daycare,
yeah, that's expensive.
Sure.
And we got kind of a crisis going on in Wisconsin regarding that. Could that be it? Sorry.
In America, we spend over $500 million a year on what? 715-723-2555. We want to send you the movies to see The Unbreakable Boy at Micon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls, now playing. In America, we spend over $500 million a year on this. What could it be? 715-723-2555.
All right, waiting for your calls here this morning. We've had great guesses from lots of places. Dale's called in both sections, but
I think Weyerhaeuser is the furthest north we've heard from. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, furthest south, we haven't heard from any further south than Eau Claire. So, yeah, where's everybody down in Duran, Mondovi, Osseo? Let's hear from you, 715-723-2555.
All right, just say the word and it happens. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Linda from Eau Claire.
All right, Linda.
What do you think?
Pizza.
Pizza. Okay, sure. We spent a lot of money on pizza.
That's another fantastic guess here this morning from Linda on the Wib Wake Up Show. Could that be what we're looking for? Sorry, Linda.
Call us back, 715-723-2555. We spend over $500 million a year collectively on this. What is it?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Erica calling from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Erica, good to hear from you. What do you think?
Is it coffee?
Is it coffee? That was our very first guess. You can have a bonus guess if you'd like.
It's not coffee or gas. Or pizza.
Over $500 million a year spent on this. Erica from Chippewa Falls, what do you think? It's hard when someone took the guess that you had in mind.
She's gone. All right.
All right. In America, we spend over $500 million annually on this. 715-723-2555 if anyone has another guess. Otherwise, we'll try it again on a Win It Wednesday because we have a guest joining us coming up after 8:45 from Veritas Classical Academy.
Okay, we're going to say three more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Dave from Kenan.
All right, Dave, what do you think?
School tuition.
School tuition.
Another fantastic guess. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Could that be it? It's not it, Dave. Sorry.
Thank you. Good to hear from Kenan this morning.
And I say we take three more if we had the calls. We had that one.
715-723-2555. Otherwise, again, we'll punt this deal tomorrow.
Going once, going twice, and there is another caller right at the 11th hour. Trying to end this thing. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Tempton from Osteo. Is it popcorn?
All right, good to hear from Osteo. My call out to places further south.
Yep, could that be it? Popcorn? Good try.
Not popcorn. In America, we spend over $500 million a year on this. And again, all of these guesses could be true, but not specifically what we're looking for.
We got room for one more guess, but we don't have a caller right now, so we are going to wait until tomorrow, Caleb.
All right, so again, normally we would have one more segment on a Tuesday trivia. We have a guest coming up after 8:45, so bright and early tomorrow morning, 7:15, we'll give you another chance to win tickets to see The Unbreakable Boy at Micon Cinemas through Tuesday Trivia. But keep listening for more chances to call in. Be caller four when you hear that sounder from The Unbreakable Boy, and you could win that way as well. And think about this. In America, we spend over $500 million a year on this. On what?
Ponder
we have a shot to win tomorrow.
Yeah, there you go.